we're blessed. We are truly blessed. And I just want to say welcome to the new year, 2022. And as we start, we carry on and we move with God and we stay with God and we stay focused and we stay our heart's light and our eyes on God and we look to him. And as Jesus is, so are we in this world. And we're mighty and we're powerful. And I read just the first scripture that comes to my mind. I read it and it's in John 19:30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. So like that was the last words he spoke while he went through what he went through. And this word finished, the Greek word is equal to paid in full. In other places in the scripture, it means paid in full in that point of time and continuing. Basically, the account on the devil is closed. We don't owe nothing, him nothing. Jesus Christ paid the full price for sin, sickness, disease, separation from God. He paid the full price. It is finished. And as he is, so are we now in this world. We are righteous before God. And you know when it says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. That condemnation, which came into the world through the fall of Adam and Eve, is no more over you to those that are in Christ, those that receive the Spirit, those that have confessed Jesus their Lord and believe God raised him from the dead. You are now under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You are seated at the right hand side of God, and everything's paid in full. Sickness has been paid in full. Poverty, lack, disease has all been paid in full. That now Jesus Christ paid that price, and we now freely receive this gift of God's grace. It says that, you know, God commended his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He's paid the price, guys. And Satan has no jurisdiction. He has no authority in this world, whether it's the government, whether it's your local police. They have no authority over you whatsoever as a son and a daughter of God. We don't give consent to the lies, and we don't allow the enemy to still kill and destroy through these lies, like COVID and the severity of it, false statistics, building fear. But we build faith. We say what God says. We stay focused with our Heavenly Father. And so it says in the scriptures that the just shall live by faith, not by sight. So our sight sees what is in front of us, but vision sees the things that can be. Okay, so when we see what God has already declared and we take it to ourselves, then that can be manifested. No, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We bring the spiritual to the physical by our confession. God said, light be. It was everything was spiritual. God said, light be, and light was. When God spoke, it become. God calls those things which are not as though they were. We operate in the same manner as our Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ made this available to us. You know, and we have access to God by faith into this grace wherein we stand. So we use this wonderful grace. Grace is that God has done the work. We enter into his rest. Why? Because it is finished. There's nothing for us to struggle and fight over. If we look at our past and keep playing the records in our mind of our past, of our failings, of our hurts, of our misjustices, it keeps us right where we are. But God says, now you change that by transforming your mind. You know, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We say what God says. We speak those words of faith. As we declare them from our own mouths, that word is coming into our heart. What comes from your heart? Faith. The word is in your mouth, then in your heart. So you are, whatever you think about is going to come out of your mouth when you open your mouth, right? So we want it to be filled with the words from the Heavenly Father, inspired by God and the promises of God. So the more we say who we are and what we have, that's what we start to manifest into the physical. If we rehearse the hurts, the disappointments, the failings, where people said we're no good or you'll never make it. If we rehearse that, it will keep you where you are. It keep you moving in the senses realm, where the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill and destroy. But he has no jurisdiction over you, only the jurisdiction that you consent to. Only the things that you allow him to come in and try and talk you out of who you really are to blind your eyes. But your eyes are not blinded, okay? Because you've received the glorious gospel, and, you know, Satan is the god of this world that has blinded the minds of them that don't believe. Well, you believe. So now your eyes are open, spiritual eyes open. And now we can receive this wonderful revelation in the knowledge of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now we replace those old programmings, that the things that we've learned from our past, the hurts, the dirts, the thing, all the things that went wrong, all the things that were against us, all the things that keep us in a negative state. We don't now think from that place. We replace that programming with who we are. We say what God says. We believe these truths. Do you believe as he is? So are you in this world. Do you believe that? So that's what we declare from our mouth. You know, I believe, therefore I speak. So you will speak what you believe in your heart. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? So now we just got to operate in who we truly are, which is God in Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are as he is. You are sons of God. You are daughters of God with great authority, with great power. When you minister, people will be healed. They need to have their receptors on to receive those words of life that you're ministering. You speak the words of faith to them. You build their faith. You pray with them, build their faith. You give them testimonies of God's deliverance that you've seen, or other people's testimonies. This will build people's faith to the point that they are in a position to receive. Their receptors are open to receive these wonderful truths. And then they can receive and manifest their healing. Like, healing should be an instant thing, really. And we're getting there. God's developed our faith. He's worked with us. He's built us to this point. And now we're going to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. We are the heavenly Congress. So the Congress of the governments of the world are making all these stupid, crazy decisions. And locking people in and hiking the prices up, building fear, right? If you want to walk the world's way, carry on, because that's what you're going to get. But as sons of God, we're on a heavenly colony right here on earth, okay? We are not to be touched by the things of this world. We don't, if we focus there, that's what we'll start confessing, the things that we're seeing. And we just keep seeing the same. But at being Heavenly Congress members, the spiritual political, we are the spiritual politicians, right? We decide what's going to go on. Danny's already declared that this COVID is an end, right? These wicked governments are going to be exposed, even if we have got to go through things because of prophecy and end times and all this stuff. We still don't, we focus as he is, so are we in this world. We bring heaven to earth, and we bring the good news, which is the power of God unto salvation. That's what we declare. We don't agree with the world. When we get with an unbeliever and we're believers, we don't get on their level. We bring them up to our level. We speak words of faith. We can challenge their faith lovingly. So as God is energizing us and working in us and inspiring us, God wants us to come up the levels. And he's bringing us up the levels. He's been working with our faith all last year, 2021. He's given us vision. He's given us direction. He's given us inspiration. He's given us heavenly words. Have you taken them to your heart? Have you received the word gladly? Have you taken those words and made them your own? And in your relationship with God, have you practiced the things that you've been encouraged? Because there's one thing to receive something, and there's another thing to use something. Okay, so like I could be given a gift, like Kim brought me a foot spa, right? Because I'm a bit of a tart, as she says. So she said, yeah, you can have a foot spa. Now, that gift stayed in its box until I opened it, until I took it out of the box, until I plugged it in, until I put the water in and made it bubble and put apple cider vinegar in it and soaked my feet in there, right? I had to use that gift that was given to me. Otherwise, it would stay wrapped up in the box. You got the gift of Holy Spirit dwelling in you. And so, you know, and we don't operate from a point of, oh, I better do this. I got to do this. We operate from a point of resting God. So we're going to God, Father, my desire is your desire. Father, I want to see your word move from the north to the south, to the east to the west, throughout all of Bristol, UK, Europe and the world, and wherever you open the door. Father, I thank you that you are bringing to me, you're working for me, you're bringing those labors to me, to my doorstep, to my house, Father, that I can speak those words of life that they need to hear to activate them with faith, speaking words of faith, imparting faith so that they can move. Words of encouragement, words of deliverance. So out of our mouth should always be words of light, words of comfort, words of encouragement, good words. You know, we don't speak lack. If you've got lack, don't speak lack. Say what you want, not what you see. Call those things which are not as though they were. You call your bank account flourishing. You call your purse and wallets flourishing. You call yourself blessed to be a blessing. In a position to give and a position to lend unto many nations, because God has made us the head and not the tail. This is our confession of what? Faith. We don't see it physically in front of us, but as we declare it, it can become. God goes to work. The angels go to work. But as soon as you start saying the wrong things, they stop working. Oh, we nearly got that £1 million to you, Madeline, but you started to speak against it. We nearly got this house to you, but you started to speak against it. We nearly got this or that for you, but you started to speak against it. God says, now you say what I say. Mark 11. Let's go to Mark 11. Let's read this and remind ourselves. These are great records that we should see how our Lord and Savior spoke. What did Jesus encourage to his disciples? What would Jesus encourage to you today? Well, it's Christ in us. So he's encouraging you right now, right? Through that gift of Holy Spirit, is being energized. God wants your faith red hot. He doesn't want it just a flickering. God says, fan the flames of the desire I put in your heart. Stir up that gift that's within you. Fan the flames by saying what I say. So we know that Jesus really taught the disciples while he was with them. He gave them examples. He spoke to a fig tree. He cursed it, and this fig tree died backwards. And Peter called him to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedest has withered away. Mark 11:22. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, or literally, have the faith of God. Have God-like faith. We got the Spirit of God in us. We can have God-like faith. We can have the faith of God. We got the faith of God. We got the faith of Christ. For verily, or truly, I say unto you that whosoever. See, this is a law, and it works for whosoever, saint, sinner alike. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, problem, situation, lack, illness, poverty, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. If you believe what you're saying, that's what you'll receive. Oh, I got no money. Well, you know, I can show you my bank account is empty. It's going to stay empty. Oh, my health is really bad, and it's paying. It's going to stay that way if you confess that. God says, say what I say. Declare the truth. Don't declare what you see with your physical eyes. Don't stay in that level, because you are way above. You're at the highest location of heaven at the right-hand side of God, looking down. And Satan has no jurisdiction over you whatsoever, only what you allow him. And it comes through our negative thinking, our negative words, our reactions to situations and problems. We got to stay in a state of being thankful, trusting, confident that God is going to provide. Like God says, but I shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I am your sufficiency in all things. I will never let you down. I will never leave you or forsake you, God says. So we're in good, we're on the winning team. Right now we've won. And for it to play out in our own personal lives, we've got to stay in that state. We've got to stay saying what God says, declaring what the Heavenly Father says. We got to speak like Jesus would speak, right? We got to say those heavenly words, those rhema words. God will give you words to speak and declare. And verse 24 says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, then you shall have them. So how do you receive something? You got to believe that you've already got it, even if it's not manifested. That's what Jesus is basically saying. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire. That word desire can be translated call for. What do you do when you pray? You're calling unto God, right? So whatsoever things you call for when you pray, believe that you've already got them and you shall have them. So God says, God operates this way. The world operates when you see it, then you can believe it. God says, you believe you already got it. Then you can have it. Then you start to show up in your life. That's how we're supposed to live. The just shall live by faith. Four times recorded for us in the scriptures to see for our learning. God says the just shall live by faith. Faith is not what you see in the physical, but what you see in the spiritual. All those great and precious promises. By his stripes, I was healed. Okay, I am rich. I am prosperous. I am wealthy. These are the declarations that God wants you to speak into your life. God wants you to have joy. He's given you joy in that spirit of God. It's activated when your mind's lined up with the spirit. And when you declare these words out of your mouth. And we demand, like we can demand and make a call on the things that God has given us because it's already ours. God says, listen, you're righteous. You are in right standing. You are justified. You've been set apart from this world. We're sanctified. We're set apart to be gathered up to glory, to meet Jesus face to face in the air when we're gathered, when not the second coming, but when he gathers us up together. That's what's going to happen first. We're going to be gathered together. Jesus ain't coming back yet. He's going to gather us up first. Then after a period of time, he'll come back with us. We're going to come back with him, ruling and reigning then as well. And making an account of and an example of those people that live the ungodly life. But we're got sons and daughters of God. We got great hope and joy. It is finished. Jesus Christ paid the price for everything. And everything is freely yours. We just got to believe it. It's when our senses mind gets involved that we find these truths hard to see. But when we're walking in the spirit man, that newness of life, we can see these things very easily. And as we practice daily, see, this is a practice. We got to practice our faith. We got to practice our confession. And, you know, there's no more sacrifice for sin. Everything's been done. He's paid the whole price. You don't have to give extra abundance sharing to get your healing. You don't have to do all these things or any works of yourself to get from God. He's already given it to you. He just says, if you want it, you've got to believe. You just believe that you received it. I've provided it for you. I want you to have the desires of your heart. I've given you a vision. I've given you a hope. I've given you an expected end. Your ending is going to be better than your beginning. And that's the truth of it. You know, God has paid a high price through his son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so when we stay with God, when we stay moving, if we stay connected where God shows us to do, stay speaking in tongues, stay speaking by the Spirit, stay honoring God. If you want to be prosperous, honor God. There's many great testimonies coming out of India where people are just, where they've been faithfully honoring God and expecting from God. Because, you know, a farmer wouldn't sow his seed without expecting a harvest, right? We wouldn't speak in tongues without expecting the blessings of God. We don't pray without an expectation of God answering our prayer, right? Can you see? These things are just very important. God says, have a great expectation. I've given you a great expectation. So, you know, having a vision, having a your vision is your purpose. That's why I asked you, what's your purpose? See, my purpose is to move God's word all over the world, right? That's my purpose, is to see all men to be saved and come unto a knowledge of the truth, is to see word over the world, if you want to call it that way. Okay, that's God's vision. God wants all men to be saved. God doesn't wish for any man to perish. We got the word and we got the ministry of reconciliation. And God says, now you walk in this. Now you receive my words gladly. You come to me. You give me your desires. You pray for your ready-made field. You pray for the laborers. As you do this, then God will send. You expect it to happen. You can't make anything happen. I can't make anything happen. But we position ourselves to receive from God and to be led by the Spirit of God, to respond to him in obedience as he's energizing and leading us. So, you know, the work is finished, guys. We are at the right-hand side of God. We are the heavenly Congress. We call what's going to happen in our environment, in your spiritual environment. Nothing can harm you if you declare and know who you are. If you take these words and you stand upon them, you take the word of God as well and stand upon it. What's written, those promises, nothing can touch you, nothing. So you can freely move. God says, don't fear, don't worry. I have not given you a spirit of fear. You cast your burdens to me. You cast every problem to me. And as you do that, you leave it with me, forget about it and move on, move forward. God says, don't stay stagnant. Don't stay where you are. Move forward. It's a walk of faith. You're going to step out and not see any path beneath your feet. But as you take that step, God will put a path beneath there. He's directing your steps. He's made you to, he's directed your steps and set you upon your high places. He's ordered your steps. And we can't be sin conscious. If you're sin conscious, you're going to be condemning yourself. And then from the condemnation will come those emotions and those old things of the past, which are dead, which are buried. Don't resurrect it. So, you know, keep yourself in that state with God of who you really are. That's the true you. Your standing is always a son and daughter. But what's your state? Where's your mind? Where's your heart? And if you need someone to help you, go to someone. Ask for prayer. Ask for encouragement. Go to God. The first place you go is God. Father, I want to move with you. I want to declare your word. I want to manifest this more than abundant life so that other people can see my life, so I can stand up and stand out like Becky shared. We need to stand up and be counted, or sit on the fence and watch everybody else do it and get the blessings and the benefits while you stay there in fear, in indecision. And we can't get political with the word of God, even though people do, or you haven't rightly divided this, and you haven't said this right. Listen, I walk with the living God. He's kept me going, and he'll keep me going because I have faith. He's given me faith, and he's given me hope. If you haven't got no hope, you're going to die because, you know, the life will be sucked out of you because you've got no direction. But God says, you know, where there is no vision, the people wander aimlessly. But God has given you a vision. He's given you a hope. He's given you the best life. And God says, all you got to do is receive it. If you say what I say, if you come to me and do what I'm encouraging you to do, you will manifest every blessing in your life. And the most important thing in our lives, above money, above material things, is to see someone come to God, come from darkness to light. Because you've spoken those heavenly words and they've confessed Jesus as their Lord and they believe God raised him from the dead and they're filled with Holy Spirit. This is our purpose. Like, we can give life. God has given us a privilege to give someone eternal life through declaring the word, through declaring the truths, by proclaiming this good news, which is the power of God, by imparting a spiritual gift to someone, which is the heavenly words from God, which when they receive Jesus their Lord, they are they're basically saved, pulled out of the clutches of the enemy, who is rendered useless, by the way. We give him far too much credit. let's stop giving him credit. And as he is, so are we. So, you know, we don't have to do anything to receive by works from God. What God says, how you receive by God is by faith, confidence, trust, through your confession, through your practice of doing these things. So we should go strongly from this day forward into this new year with great expectations, running through a troop, leaping over a wall, because it's going to take faith to do that. Like they did in the Old Testament, took faith. David had to believe God to take out Goliath, right? There's many giants, but they're under our feet. They are under, God has turned the tables, guys. We're the giants now. We're the giants of faith. We're the giants of people that look only to God. We're the giants that are not afraid to open our mouth and declare, no matter what anyone speaks against us. Because no weapon that is fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, I shall absolutely condemn. For this is an inheritance of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness of me, saith the Lord. We're not servants, we're sons. But in service, we are doulos, servants, right? So anyone speaks against me, it's going to go to the ground. No matter what the enemy will fashion against me, that word weapon, if you look at the word, can also mean whatsoever. So no whatsoever that is made to come against me shall prosper. It's not going to prosper against me. Absolutely no way. My words have backed it off. It can't come through my spiritual barrier. Job's words, when he started to say the negative things, his barrier was broken in. He had a little hedge in it, right? Don't give the enemy a hedge. He's got no jurisdiction. See, he'll try and trick you out of it. Like he tricked at Eve in the garden. And Adam done it with his eyes open. Right? So we just want to keep our hearts with God. Keep it light. Stay with God. Stay practicing. Stay connecting. Stay doing these things. And, you know, and like connection is a big thing. If you want to accelerate connection to God and connection where God shows you to connect is imperative. You've got to make a committed decision to do that. With God, not to any man or to woman. You say, okay, like when I went to India, I said, yes, God, I'm going to do whatever this man encourages me. And wherever he's wrong, you cover it. But I'm doing it unto you. And you know what? My life has been tremendously blessed because I made a committed decision. And because I made that decision, God has helped me keep it. I vowed a vow, basically, by that committed decision. And that's what anyone does when they make a committed decision. God says, look, stand still. No, rest. Stop going here, there, and everywhere. You're going to stay right where you are in your spiritual walk if you don't. If you keep doing those things, you'll stay right where you are. But if you want to move forward and upwards in the manifestation of the power of God in your life, then receive these words now. Like, this is urgent times to speak these things. That's how I feel about it. That's what's coming to my heart. And I'm just going to speak it boldly as it comes. But all of you guys are really wonderful, and God is really working in you, and you've come this far. Continue on. You know, the journey, like the journey is long. Some people come halfway on the journey. Some people start out but don't continue. And if we continue, then we're truly free indeed. We will see these wonderful benefits and blessings of God that he wants you to have, which gives you great joy and peace within your heart. And he keeps you victorious. He keeps you blessed. And you just won't be moved. But those committed decisions, which I shared a couple of years ago, some people still need to make because you're staying where you are. And God says, look, I got so much more, but I cannot violate your free will choice. And I'm speaking to you through my man. I shared with Becky today that wonderful record in, I'll go there and just read it to you just so you can see it. And it's in the Old Testament, right? Second Chronicles 20:20. And this is still true today as it was spoken back then. And it says this. And they arose early in the morning. That's a good thing to get up early in the morning, which I've been doing without an alarm clock. I'm saying, God, wake me up, so him a vouch for me, 7 o'clock every morning. And they arose early in the morning and went forth they moved forward into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, see, it's as you go forth with God, the answers, the directions start flowing. It's not as you stay still in your not listening to God. Like, we rest in God, yeah, but we do the things he gives us to do. But if we're not acting on the things he's energizing, we miss out. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem." He was bold, right, this Jehoshaphat? "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you absolutely be established." Wow. Number two, "Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." This is the heart and will of God, for his people to prosper and be in health. Prosperity starts in the heart. It starts receiving the sound doctrine, the sound heavenly words, manna from God. Those heavenly words spoken forth, which are being spoken forth right now. And God says, now believe this, so shall you prosper. I want to say this very boldly. Those that have been connecting and practicing, they've prospered. They've moved ahead. They're blessed. And there's people on here right now that they know who they are, that they practice this way. They've connected. They've honored God. They spoke by the Spirit. They're speaking in tongues. They're connecting, but they're going to God first, and they're being led by God, and they're becoming strong. They're waxing strong, mighty, and God's given them laborers and opened up the doors and new opportunity, new horizons, the horizons that God's got there, you know, and that God really wants us to be happy and to enjoy this powerful walk that we can have if we do one thing, and that's receive this word with meekness, retain it with conviction, and release it with boldness, and just do it. Do it unto God with all your hearts, not unto any man or woman. So these words I'm speaking now, they're powerful. They're from God. They're in the scriptures also. You can listen back to this recording. You can find the majority of what I said. It is written. Because God will give, he won't contradict what's written, even by what he gives us to speak now. So God is at work, and he says, now believe me. Believe in his action. The actions that he gives you to do. And he also wants you to not do anything in your own strength. Just rest in him, listen to that still small voice, and then bang, you know, you do those things he puts in your heart. So that's what I wanted to share. And I love you, and thank you for hearing me. I know I'm a bit loud when I share, but I just get so excited about this because it's real. It's real, man. You know, I don't make any apologies, by the way, but I'm very blessed. Every word I spoke, I know, is the right words. So it's from God. I didn't premeditate. So God bless your wonderful hearts.